so many what ifs in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, lace up your boots and get ready to kick off another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to an English Premier League special of The Inquisition. The Inquisition is a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds so they can say they're the masters of The Inquisition. And as I mentioned, this is a special episode ahead of the return of the English Premier League. So I've tried to avoid too many questions about the specific teams that our guests are supporting, but they will be, of course, tested on the knowledge of their team. So we'll get into that now with the intro round, and let's meet the players as well. So we'll start off, Simon Storey, first appearance on The Inquisition. You're very welcome.
Righto, thank you for having me.
So Simon, who do you support?
I'm a Newcastle fan.
You're a Newcastle fan, and what's your best memory of supporting Newcastle?
Not much to show about in Premier League years. But for me, it's a bit of a soppy one. I'm going to say recently, since the takeover, a lot of like former players are coming back to the stadium and being welcomed into the club again. So that's been great to see.
Excellent stuff. Now, your questions that I asked you, each player got these questions before we started. How many, including the coming season, how many spells has Newcastle had in the Premier League?
Three.
Correct. And which team was your shirt sponsor for your first season in the Premier League?
Brown Ale.
No, it was McEwen's Lager. And within 2000, the current max capacity of your stadium?
52,000.
Yep, it's 52,303. Well, very close. The chairman of your club?
I can't put this.
Go on, try it.
I put PIF.
What's PIF?
That's the Public Investment Fund.
Okay, no, it's Yasir Al Rumayyan.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Your current sleeve sponsor?
Is it Noom?
It is, well done, noom.com. And your current or most recent captain?
Still Jamal Lascelles.
It is, so 4 points to Phil's team that Simon is on. And speaking of Phil, he's the captain of that team. Phil, welcome back to the Inquisition. How are you?
Hello, very well, Luke.
And what team do you support?
West Ham United.
Here we go. And what's your best moment supporting West Ham?
It's very recent. It was becoming a European champion, or winning a European trophy, I should say.
Oh, it's interesting you now say a European champion. The last 2 months is the champions of Europe.
Sorry, yeah. It's only Premier League.
Okay, well, at least you now learned to use the definite and indefinite article properly. Let's test your knowledge of your team. How many spells, including the current season, coming season, have West Ham had in the Premier League?
Three.
They have had three, that's 1 point. Your first shirt sponsor for your first season in the Premier League?
Dagenham Motors.
Dagenham Motors, very good. Capacity of your stadium?
62,000.
62,500, so yeah, within 2,000. Chairman of your club?
David Sullivan.
Yep. Current sleeve sponsor?
JD Sports.
Yep. And most current or most recent captain?
Well, it's most recent because we haven't replaced him yet, but Declan Rice.
It is Declan Rice, so a few points there. And finally, rounding out Phil's team, we have Kuba. Kuba, welcome back. You haven't lost on the Inquisition, have you?
Hello. I think that might possibly change today. But
possibly. So Kuba, I know that you are a big Slavia Praha football supporter, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an imposter here.
Yeah, but you do support a team whose jersey you are wearing. So what team do you support?
Oh, by proxy, because of all the transfers, I became a West Ham fan as well.
Okay, because of like Sofal and Socek.
Exactly.
So, what answers did you have written down for spells?
Do we really have to read them? Do we really have to read them?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Spells in the Premier League.
Two.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
First shirt sponsor?
Sony.
No. Capacity of the stadium?
This is really annoying because I've written down 60,000.
Oh. Okay, no. Chairman of the club?
Daniel Chetinski. I know it's not correct.
No. He's a current sleeve sponsor?
I wrote Betway just because it's the one I know.
No. And current or most recent captain?
Declan Rice.
Okay, you got one there. So anyway, that's Phil's team, Simon, Phil and Kuba. We move on to Gar's team. Gar, welcome back to the Inquisition. So... what team do you support?
The mighty Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay, and what has been your best moment supporting Spurs?
Probably when I was a kid, they came over to Dublin to play Shelbourne and Talker Park. They brought the FA Cup with them.
Oh, wow.
And we got Gary Lineker and all posed with the cup. I got Gary Lineker's autograph. I have no idea where it is now. And so it's pretty good.
Fantastic stuff. So let's test your knowledge. How many spells in the Premier League?
One.
Correct, yep. Your shirt sponsor when you first in the Premier League?
Halston.
It is, which is on the jersey he's wearing right now. Capacity of the stadium?
62,883.
62,850. Oh. So very, very good there. Very close. Chairman of your club?
Daniel Levy.
Probably one of the most well-known chairmen. Current sleeve sponsor?
Is it Cinch?
It is Cinch. Yeah. And current or most recent captain?
Harry Kane.
Hugo Lloris I have here.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah. Oh, that's Hugo. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Hugo Lloris.
Club captain?
Yeah.
Okay, he hasn't been playing.
Okay, so Hugo Lloris. Also on Gar's team is Stuart, your brother.
Yep.
Who supports Arsenal.
Yep.
Interesting growing up, Spurs and Arsenal. So Stuart, you support Arsenal. What's been your best moment supporting Arsenal?
Paul's going to hate this, but 1989 at Anfield to clinch the league. Ending the long wait, it's called by Arsenal supporters.
Okay, minus 2 points for that.
Okay. but yeah, I mean, and obviously I watched it live and the iconic Brian Moore commentary, it's up for grabs now. You know, up there with the 1966 World Cup final commentary, right? So
I remember that game.
It was amazing.
Okay, very good. So number of spells Arsenal have had in the Premier League?
Just one.
Yep. Shirt sponsor when they first started in the Premier League?
JVC.
Yep. Stadium capacity?
60,000.
Yep, 6704, so a point there. Current, chairman of the club, I'll accept either or.
Cronky.
The Cronky brothers, yeah. Current sleeve sponsor?
Visit Rwanda.
Yep. And current or most recent captain?
Martin Odegaard.
Very good. And finally, rounding out Gar's team, we have Paul. And Paul, what team do you support?
I'm a Liverpool fan.
You're gonna do well at this quiz. Well done. has been your best moment supporting Liverpool?
How long are we here for? you got to go back to the miracle of Istanbul, the greatest final ever. 3-0 down at halftime. That's 6 minutes of chaos, which just turned the game on its head. And you still look at that AC Milan team. I don't think there's ever been a better 11 players on. It's the best, one of the best teams, and we had some absolute jokes on our team.
I know.
Somehow managed to win it. One of those. I watched the final in JJ's, and I woke up the next day. I just didn't believe we won it. You know, I just had to go out and get the paper or go online to make sure it was true. But yeah, that's probably the best.
Yeah, it was magnificent.
Follow closely by the comeback against Barcelona.
Can I just, sorry, Paul, just to tell the other players, the Champions League is a trophy that you can play for when your team is good, just to let you know.
We know. Enjoy next season.
You will enjoy that season. Yeah. And I hope you do well. So, Paul, how many spells have Liverpool had in the Premier League?
One,
yep. Their shirt sponsor for the first Premier League?
Candy.
No, it was Carlsberg. Yeah, they just switched over. Current stadium capacity?
55,000. 56,000.
You're just... Well, which one?
56,000.
So, okay, so no point. 53.
Reverse psychology.
I love it. Chairman of the club?
John W. Henry.
Tom Werner.
Tom Werner.
He's the chairman of the club. Current sleeve sponsor?
Western Union.
No, Expedia now. And current captain?
It's Van Dijk now.
Virgil van Dijk, 1 point. So at the end of the intro round, Phil's team have picked up 11 and Gar's team have picked up 13. But still plenty of points to play for as we head into round one proper, which is called back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different Premier League subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass to the other team who can answer for 1 risk-free point. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so Phil's team, which team won the first ever Premier League in 1993?
Manchester United.
It is 2 points. Gar's team, which team has won the most recent Premier League in 2023?
Manchester City.
Yeah, 2 horrible answers there. Question number 2. This coming season, Phil's team, which team's ground has the highest capacity? This coming season, which team's stadium has the highest capacity?
Manchester United.
You're going to go Manchester United?
Yeah.
You're correct. 2 points. The Gar's team. This coming season, which team's ground has the lowest capacity?
They just got promoted. Is it Dorway?
Luton.
It is Luton, correct. 2 points. Question number 3, Phil's team. I need the 2 answers for the 2 points. Okay, otherwise, if you only get 1, it's counted as wrong. Name the westernmost and the southernmost teams playing in this season's Premier League. the westernmost and southernmost teams playing in this coming season of the Premier League.
Okay, you're going to go Bournemouth.
You're going to go for it?
Yeah.
So southernmost, you're Bournemouth. Saying Bournemouth, and easternmost?
Westernmost.
Sorry, westernmost, yes.
Tough. Everton.
You are correct.
Oh, oh nice.
Very close between Everton and Liverpool.
Yeah, that's just a 50-50. We should guess Burnley as well.
That yeah. Between Bournemouth and Brighton. So you guys,
yeah.
The easternmost and northernmost teams playing in this coming season. Easternmost and northernmost.
Newcastle, northernmost.
Newcastle's northernmost, yeah, and westernmost. Sorry, easternmost.
Sorry, easternmost. Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield United, sorry.
No, easternmost is West Ham.
Oh,
yeah, so mine is 2 points there.
Okay,
Phil's team, question 4. Who is Aston Villa's captain? Who is Aston Villa's captain?
Tyrone Mings.
You're going to go for it? Tyrone Mings? No, it is John McGinn.
Oh.
Minus 2 points. Gareth's team, who is Man United's captain? Who is Man United's captain?
Bruno Fernandes.
It is Bruno Fernandes. 2 points.
His first answer was Rathead.
Do I get a bonus point for Rathead?
Okay, so on to the final question of the round, question 5. You're both getting the same question. There are 3 possible answers to the question. There is no passing. 2 points if you get it correct, minus a point if your answer is wrong, but you can put an X instead of answering and opt not to take that risk. It's the same question, as I said, for both. In the first Premier League season, 1992-93, name the 3 teams that were relegated that year. The 3 teams that were relegated from the first Premier League season. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Phil's team, how many answers are you going to give?
2.
Okay, what are they?
Middlesbrough and Crystal Palace.
And you put X on the third one. Gar's team, how many?
1.
You're going to, and what's the answer?
QPR.
Okay, QPR is not correct, so that's minus a point. And Middlesbrough and Crystal Palace are both correct.
Ooh.
That is 4 points.
Great job.
The other one was Nottingham Forest.
Oh,
so at the end of that round, Phil's team picked up 8, bringing them up to 19. Gar's team picked up 3, bringing them up to 16. But there's still a long way to go in this season. Okay, so we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, they get 2 points, and no minus points on this. So question 1 has 2 parts, so we'll do separate points for them. So question 1, part 1, which player has scored the most Premier League goals? And question 1, part 2, which player scored the most Premier League goals for the same club? So first, the most Premier League goals overall. Second, the most Premier League goals for a single club. Question number 2. Which player holds the record for the most own goals in the Premier League with 10? Which player has the most own goals in the Premier League with 10? Okay, question number 3. In the Premier League all-time table since it began, which team has lost the most games? They've lost 432 games in their Premier League history. Which team has lost the most games in the history of their Premier League?
This would be my first guess.
Okay, question 4. 2 Liverpool players share the record for the most non-penalty goals in a season with 31 each. Name those 2 players. We'll do the points accordingly. 2 Liverpool players share the record for the most non-penalty goals in a season with 31 each. Name those 2 players. Okay, and on to question 5, final question of the round. Name the 3 different teams that have each only played 1 season in the Premier League. They've only had 1 season in the Premier League.
Counting
3 different
season.
Teams, name them.
Counting this coming season?
Not counting this coming season, no. So Luton wouldn't be counted. This is previously. Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number 2, starting with question 1, Phil's team. Which player scored the most Premier League goals?
Alan Shearer.
And Gar's team, you said?
Shearer,
so a point and a point. And Gar's team, which player scored the most goals for a single club?
Kane.
And
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, so again, a point and a point. Question two, Phil's team, which player holds the record for the most own goals with 10?
We're going for Richard Dunn.
And you guys said?
Same. Richard Dunn.
Point and a point, it was Richard Dunn.
Well done.
The Dunny Monster. Yeah. Gar's team, in the Premier League since it began, which team has lost the most games with 432?
Everton.
And Phil's team? Point and a point, neck and neck in this round.
I'm not sure
what that is. Don't worry about this.
Phil's team, the two Liverpool players, record for most non-penalty goals in the season with 31, you said?
Well, one we're confident with is Suarez.
You were saying Suarez and?
And the other one we're not sure about, Torres.
Suarez and Torres, and you guys said?
Suarez and Salah.
Okay, so you both said Suarez, so you both get a point. Ooh. And the other one was Salah.
Oh,
2 points to Gareth's team.
Who's the penalties in?
He was taking the penalties.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
he scored
more than
yeah.
He got 44
yeah.
this season or something.
Yeah.
Wow,
we have
44
season.
Paul was thinking that way as well, a non-penalty taker.
Okay, and question five, Gar's team, the three different teams that have only played one season, you said?
Okay, Swindon, QPR, and there was Cardiff.
Swindon, QPR and Cardiff, and Phil's team, you said?
Swindon, Barnsley, Blackpool.
Okay, so you both get a point for Swindon, and Blackpool and Barnsley are both correct. Two points. And so at the end of round number two, Phil's team picked up 10, bringing them up to 29. Gar's team picked up 8, bringing them up to 24, but still plenty of points to play for. Okay, we move on to round number three, which is a new round called Go For It. I'll give you a list of topic, and you have about 1 minute to write an estimate of how many of the list you think you can answer. For example, name teams that won the FA Cup in the 20th century. The team with the lower estimate can then either ask the other team to answer their estimate, or they can make a higher bid. Mm-hmm. And bidding can go back and forth until one team calls the other team to go for it. If the guessing team can correctly answer all the questions for their estimate, they will get 5 points. And if they can't answer all the questions, the other team gets 2 points. So, your question, and you've got about 1 minute for your estimate. Name the top 20 teams on the all-time Premier League table. The top 20 teams on the all-time Premier League table in terms of points accumulated over every season they have been in the Premier League.
Does it have to be in order?
No, they don't need to be in order.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, so Phil's team, what number did you write down?
15.
You said 15. Gar's team, you said?
10.
10. Okay, so Gar's team, you can either challenge them to answer 15, the 15 clubs that are in the top 20 all-time Premier League teams, or if you wish, you can go higher. What do you think? You could go 16 and then they would have the choice of making you do it, or they would have to go higher themselves.
We'll raise it to 16.
You're going to raise it to 16?
Yeah.
Okay, Phil's team, are you going to challenge them to go 16 or are you going to raise them again? We're getting to squeaky bum time, as Alex Ferguson
challenge
would say.
Challenge them to 16.
You're going to challenge them to 16?
Yeah.
So if they are correct, they will get 5 points, which they do need, as they are exactly 5 points behind your team. But if they are unsuccessful, your team will get 2 points.
Yeah.
You're going to challenge them for 16?
And we can't say a wrong answer.
No, if you say a wrong answer, you are done.
Arsenal, that's spelled A.
Arsenal is correct.
Liverpool
is correct, yeah.
Man United,
yeah. That's 3.
Man City.
4.
Chelsea.
5.
Aston Villa.
6. Well, you're getting up to 16, aren't you?
Yeah.
6.
So slowly. West Ham.
7.
Everton,
8. You're halfway there.
Newcastle.
9.
Spurs.
10. Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to say
Spurs. Yeah, no, I skipped that on my list.
6 more to go.
Okay.
Southampton.
11.
Bolton.
No, he didn't say anything.
Pretty sure he did.
Are you saying Bolton? It's Gary, you're the captain, so I'll leave it up to you.
It was just a suggestion.
Am I saying Bolton?
No,
I don't think so. No. Leicester?
Leicester, yeah. That's 12, I believe. Yeah, 12.
Blackburn?
13.
Yeah. Wolves?
No.
Ah.
Unfortunately not. Whoa. That's 2 points to Phil's team. The other ones were Leeds, Fulham, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, Crystal Palace, Bolton and West Brom.
Oh,
so
Bolton
were in there. So anyway, at the end of that round, Phil's team have 31, Gar's team have 24. So we move on to round number 4, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if they're bang on. So here we go with round 4, question 1. How many English managers have guided a team to a Premier League title win? How many English managers have guided a team to a Premier League title win? Question 2. From May 2003 to October 2004, Arsenal hold the record for the most games undefeated in a row. How many? May 2003 to October 2004, Arsenal hold the record for the most games undefeated in a row. How many? Question 3. Gareth Barry has the most EPL appearances. How many? Gareth Barry has the most Premier League appearances. How many? Okay, question 4. Sergio Aguero holds the record for the most Premier League hat-tricks. How many hat-tricks did Sergio Aguero get in the Premier League? Aguero has the record for the most Premier League hat-tricks. How many? And question 5. This coming season, Burnley, Sheffield United and Luton Town have all been promoted. Burnley and Sheffield United have played in the Premier League before, but it's Luton Town's first time in the Premier League, making them what number club to complete in the Premier League? Luton Town will play in the Premier League for the first time this season, making them what number club to compete in the Premier League? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round 4. Cigars team, how many English managers have guided a team to a Premier League title?
0.
And Phil?
0.
So 3 points each. Pretty sad in a way.
Yeah.
It is pretty sad.
A few Scottish,
close enough. Question 2, Phil, Arsenal hold the record for the most games undefeated in a row. How many?
42.
And Garstein?
49.
Stewart picking up 3 points there as an Arsenal fan. Well done. You do need those points. Garstein, Gareth Barry has the most Premier League appearances. How many?
598.
And you guys?
600.
It's 653.
Oh,
so 2 points. 2 points to Phil's team. Phil's team, Sergio Aguero, how many Premier League hat tricks?
15
and Gareth's team?
12.
It is 12. Oh, bang on the money.
Oh.
Okay, you guys needed that. And Gareth's team, Luton will be what number club to compete in the Premier League?
40th.
And you guys?
50th.
51st.
Oh.
Very close there. So at the end of that round, Phil's team picked up 7, bringing them up to 38. Gar's team picked up 9, clawing a couple of points back, bringing them up to 33. So we move on to round number 5, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring or writing answers down. They get 1 point for a correct answer, and then they can keep on going. If they're wrong, they're frozen out for the rest of that knockout. The team with the lower score starts, which is Gar's team. So the category this time is for the coming season in the Premier League, name a team's chest shirt sponsor, the front of the shirt sponsor for the coming season. You need to say the name of the team and then tell me the shirt sponsor. So we'll start with Gar's team. Paul?
Manchester United team view.
Manchester United team view, 1 point. Simon?
Newcastle United, Salah.
Newcastle United, Salah, 1 point. Gar?
Spurs AIA.
Spurs AIA, 1 point. Phil?
West Ham Betway.
West Ham Betway, 1 point. Stuart?
Arsenal
Fly Emirates.
Arsenal Emirates, 1 point. Kuba?
Man City Etihad.
Man City Etihad Airways, 1 point. Paul?
Liverpool Standard Chartered.
Liverpool Standard Chartered, 1 point. Simon?
This gets tough.
Now it gets tough, yeah.
Burnley, Fun 88.
No, not correct. Simon is frozen out. Gar?
Leicester, King Power.
Leicester were relegated last season.
It's for next season. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they... Gar, you're frozen out, I'm afraid.
Ah, bollocks.
I know. But at least you got one correct one this time. Phil?
Chelsea, no sponsor.
I'll give you that, actually. Chelsea don't have a sponsor yet. And there are two other teams in the same category, so I will accept that as well. Stuart?
Aston Villa, Kazu.
No, not Kazoo. You are frozen out as well, Stuart. Kuba?
All right, I'll try to guess a team without a sponsor then. So, Luton, no sponsor.
Luton do have a sponsor. Kuba, you are frozen out. So, who's it left? Paul, Simon and Phil? Simon's out?
Yeah, I'm in.
So, it's just Paul and Phil. Paul?
Okay, man. No, Brentford, no sponsor.
Brentford do have a sponsor.
Gambling one, is it?
I can't say because he's still in. Phil, it's up to you now.
Yeah, Nottingham Forest, no sponsor.
1 point.
That's exactly what came to me.
Phil, again, you're the only one left.
Brentford, Hollywood. Hollywood
gambling. Yeah,
Hollywood something. Yeah. Hollywood.
I'll give you that, Hollywood bets.
Yeah, yeah.
1 point. Phil?
Oh, do I keep going?
Well, you're the only one. You're the only one.
Oh, I thought I'd...
It's like you're having sex.
Yeah. Ooh, is Fulham the other one with no sponsor?
No, so Phil is frozen out. So after the first part of knockout, Phil's team picked up 6, they're up to 44. Gar's team picked up 4, they're up to 37. We move on to the second knockout.
Who are Aston Villa sponsor?
I'll go through them actually. Bournemouth is Daffabet. Brighton Hove Albion, American Express. Burnley W88, which is betting. Crystal Palace is Cinch. EvertonState.com. That's kind of sad to see. Fulham, SBOTOP, Luton, Utilia. Sheffield United doesn't have one yet. And Wolverhampton Wanderers, AstroPay. Okay, we move on to the second knockout. Same idea, and there are 15 correct answers for this, and we will start again with Gar's team as they still have the lowest number of points. So, name a goalkeeper in Premier League history in the top 15 for clean sheets.
Of all time.
Of all time in Premier League history. Goalkeeper with top 15 for clean sheets all time Premier League history. Paul?
Peter Cech.
Peter Cech, he is top of the list. That's 1 point. Simon?
David De Gea.
David De Gea, he's in fourth place. 1 point. Gar?
Lloris.
Hugo Lloris, he is in joint 12th place.
Just 1 point.
Phil?
Peter Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel is in 11th place, 1 point. Stuart?
David James.
David James, second place, 1 point. Kuba?
I'll try Kasper Schmeichel.
Kasper Schmeichel. You are frozen out. He is not on the list. Paul?
Brad Friedel.
Brad Friedel. Brad Friedel is in 9th place, a point there. Simon?
David Seaman.
David Seaman is in 5th place, 1 point. Gar?
I was just about to say him. Alisson?
Alisson is not there. Gar is frozen out. Phil?
Shay Given.
Shay Given in 14th place, 1 point. Stuart?
Edwin van der Sar.
Edwin van der Sar in 8th place, 1 point. Simon?
Tim Howard.
Tim Howard also joined 9th with Brad Friedel, 1 point. Paul?
Pepe Reina.
Pepe Reina in 7th place, 1 point. Phil?
Nigel Martin.
Good call in 6th place, Nigel Martin. Stuart?
Jens Lehmann.
Jens Lehmann is not on the list. You are frozen out. Simon?
Joe Hart.
Joe Hart, joint 12th with Hugo Lloris.
Really?
1 point. Paul?
Neil Sullivan.
Sullivan, no. So your team is frozen out. Phil?
Paul Robinson.
Paul Robinson is not there. You're frozen out. Simon? I think there's only two more, I think.
Two more. Tim Krul?
Nope. No. So everyone's frozen out. I think the two that you didn't get in 15th place, Jussi Jaskalainen. For Bolton and West Ham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How cool is it?
19 appearances. And then in third place, Mark Schwarzer.
Schwarzer.
Schwarzer, yeah.
So that's a cruel way to lose it.
So we move into round number six, the second last round, which is called the numbers. The team will be given five number-based questions. They need to work out the answers, add them up. And if the team is correct, exactly bang on, they'll get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer to the total will get 2 points. I'll also give teams 1 point for each correct answer to the individual questions that they get. You'll need to have your total answer and other answers written by the end of the time. So you'll have about 90 seconds after I read the questions, and I'll read them again after the first time. Everyone ready? All of these are based on last season. So the number of managers that were sacked or left by mutual consent last season, not the end of an interim spell. So sacked or left by mutual consent. Plus the position that Wolves finished last season. Plus the number of teams that qualified through any route for a European competition this coming season. Plus the number of hat-tricks scored last season. And if a player scored 4, I'm still counting that as a hat-trick. Plus the number of times Erik ten Hag won Manager of the Month last season. So 90 seconds go. So the number of managers sacked or left by mutual consent last season. Plus the position that Wolves finished last season. The number of teams that qualified through any route for European competition in the coming season from the Premier League. The number of hat-tricks scored last season, including if a player scored 4. Plus the number of times Erik ten Hag won Manager of the Month last season. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so team one, Phil. Okay, so Phil's team, what's your total number?
42.
And Gar's team?
49.
Ooh. And 42. Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. But how many managers did you say were sacked last season, Gar's team? How many managers?
14.
And you guys?
8.
It was 14.
Ooh, nice.
So 1 point. Well, Phil's team, position at Wolves finished last season?
13.
And Gar's team?
12th.
It was 13, 1 point to Phil's team. Gar's team, number of teams that qualified for Europe in the coming season?
8.
8, and you guys?
Also 8.
That's a point and a point. Phil's team, number of hat-tricks scored last season?
12.
And Gar's team?
15.
It was 9, so no points there.
Did you have
any? And Gar's team, Erik ten Hag won Manager of the Month how many times?
Well, yeah, as it's from you, 0.
And?
Once.
Twice actually.
Oh.
pained me to fill out.
Every good fortnight.
And again, Phil, how many, your total number you said?
42.
And you said?
49.
49. The correct answer was 46. So 2 more points to Gar's team. So yeah. Number of managers sacked was 14, Wolves finished 13. Teams qualified for Europe was 8. Hat-trick scored was 9. And Erik ten Hag won Manager of the Month twice, up to 46.
Some clubs had 3 managers in the season.
So at the end of that round, Phil's team picked up 2, they're now on 53. Gar's team picked up 4, they're now on 47, so 6 points in it. And there are 22 points on offer in the final round. Okay, we move on to round number 7, the final round, which is normally grab the fruit. This time it's grab the football terminology word. I know that doesn't really roll off the tongue. But the teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout out their football-related term gets to answer 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points. If they're wrong or they take too long, it'll be passed across to the other team and we might go back and forth. Team one, Phil's team, what was your football word that you're going to choose?
Balls.
Balls, very nice. And Gar's team?
Goal.
Balls and goal. Everyone ready? So this will be rapid fire. Shout out the name.
Shout out, or it has to be the captain?
No, anyone can shout. Okay, so round seven, question one. Who is the oldest person to score a goal in the Premier League? Yep.
Terry Sheringham.
It is Terry Sheringham, 2 points. Question number two. Though not the sponsorship name, which team plays their home games at the Falmer Stadium?
Brighton.
It is Brighton and Hove Albion. They play at the Falmer Stadium or the Amex Stadium. Question number three. Which company is the kit manufacturer for Brentford?
Goals.
Gastor?
No.
New Balance.
No. Gar's team?
Yama?
No. Phil's team?
Hummel?
No. I'll give you each one more guess.
Lotto?
No.
Adidas?
No, it's Umbro. Oh, question number four. Question number four. Who was Liverpool's first signing this summer?
Goal.
Yep.
Alexis McAllister.
McAllister, very good. Question number five. Who was the first goalkeeper to score in the Premier League?
Goal.
Paul Robinson?
No.
Who's Neil Simon?
No. Gar's team?
Michael.
Schmeichel, it was 2 points. Question number six. Prior to their current stadium, what was the name of Man City's former stadium?
Balls.
Main Road, 2 points. Question number seven. Which player who is still playing made his Premier League debut on November 10th, 2002 against West Ham? Yep.
James Milner.
It was James Milner, 2 points to Gar's team. Question number eight. With 18, which player holds the Premier League record for the most direct free kick goals scored?
Goal.
James Ward-Prowse.
No.
David Beckham.
It is David Beckham, 2 points to Phil's team. Question number nine. What is the only Premier League team to have a UK number one song in the Premier League era?
Manchester United.
It is. Question nine, part two. With which band? Yep.
Status quo.
It was with Status quo. Question number 10. With six, which team has had the most separate spells in the Premier League?
Bulls.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace.
No. Gar's team.
Bolton.
No.
Wolverhampton.
No. Gar's team. No. Give each one more guess.
West Brom.
No.
Fulham.
No.
Well, that's it.
It was Norwich.
Norwich.
And question number 11, last question of the quiz. With seven games remaining, which team won the Premier League the earliest?
Yeah. Liverpool.
It was Liverpool. And so at the end of round seven, at the end of the quiz, Phil's team picked up 12, bringing them up to 65. Gar's team picked up 8, bringing them up to 55. That means that this episode's champions, masters of the Inquisition, are Phil's team. Well done to Phil, Simon, and Kuba. Congratulations. Commiserations to Gar, to Paul, and to Stuart. It was a fine effort, but you will still be playing Champions League football next season anyway. Oh. So guys, thanks for everyone for coming out. The Inquisition will be back with a normal episode next Saturday. Other than that, I wish all of your teams all the very best for this coming season, with the exception of Spurs, Arsenal, West Ham and Newcastle. But other than that, guys, enjoy your football, enjoy the season, and talk to you all soon. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Inquisition.
Phil, you can probably sit outside, we'll still hear you.
Is that only in the Premier League or in
throughout?
The memory can be from any time, yeah.
Alright. Okay, wait.
That's probably useful for Spurs fans.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, because that was Brian Clough's final season, wasn't it? Yeah.
Before he went mad.
He was always mad.
Though I can't help feel that Newton might be added to this list in 12 months' time. I hope not. I hate to see all the three promoted teams get knocked back down again. You know, it's always good when a couple stay
home. Yeah, it didn't happen last season, did it?
The day when these were iconic, the sponsors. Yeah. Like Crown Games, Candy, KBC.
NEC for Everton.
Yeah. And like, there's a lot of just bullshitty companies. Yeah.
They're not allowed to be gambling for 2 years.
And when you see like the likes of Gazprom, they don't even operate in that country, but they're still advertising or.
Not anymore, no.
Or the Carabao Cup and.
The Champions League used to be sponsored by Gazprom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So many gambling.
So just gambling and payday loans, yeah?
Mostly, yeah. And then, like, just even looking at all
the next
sleeve,
2 years, and then it's robot, two airlines.
Most of the sleeve ones are the same. Like, it's sad.
Does the Man United have, Angry Birds?
Everton had Angry Birds.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool in this day and age. Like, when you see all this other shite popping up, it is crazy.
Yeah, because they had Colleen Rooney wearing the jersey, didn't they? Angry Birds.
This might be West Ham's greatest achievement in the Premier League now.
Only achievement in the Premier League.
Who do you think will win this season?
City.
Cuba?
Yeah, Sorry, City.
City?
Yeah. I mean, I hope Arsenal, but I think City as well.
City?
You can't look beyond City, really.
Paul?
City.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Here's an interesting bit of football trivia. Kingsley Coman, yeah. He has won the league every season he's been a professional footballer.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every season since he turned professional, he's won the league.
Chicago Spurs. We'll put an end to that. You know that stat that the only season Gareth Bale didn't win a trophy since he left Tottenham was his season back at Tottenham.
No, please, just 10 more free kicks. Just 10 more free kicks. Okay, can we just do some penalties? Fucking come on. So.
Next goal winner.